ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Charles Croucher is the Chief Political Editor for Nine News. Hello.
Morning, Patricia.
On the High Court ruling, Claire O'Neill has this morning flagged ankle monitoring bracelets, strict curfews, the possibility of going back to jail for the released detainees that don't meet their visa conditions. Yeah. You heard David Mann there wondering, you know, about the parameters here. How do you view it?
It was an interesting chat with David Mann because that kind of sort of questioning, I suspect, won't come up in the Parliament. This will get rushed through by the end of today, and that is because both the opposition and the government believe these detainees should be detained. That was made very clear by Claire O'Neill this morning. Clearly, the opposition have thought that all along and will continue to. The question is, legally, if this stands up, because the High Court still hasn't released the decisions and then the reasons for the ruling. So we sort of wonder how long before we get back into another one of these processes where there's legal challenges. And however, the clear community sentiment is of concern about the calibre of people and the calibre of sort of threat there is to the public. And I think that's what the government's responding to, as well as, and it has to be said, there is a political vulnerability here that goes back decades, because there is a lot of
How much politics is in the Russian.
Exactly, a lot of on the front bench that are so aware of what happened between 2008 and 2013, and would have been part of that process, and want to get through and avoid any fight when it comes to immigration, because it's not fertile ground for the government.
Yesterday afternoon, Parliament erupted after the leader of the opposition introduced a motion to release on the release of these detainees, and also on anti-Semitism. The PM was in full flight. I don't think I've seen him quite like that for a long time. Labor's Josh Burns, Liberal MP Julian Lisa, both Jewish MPs, we thought we'd bring them together. Julian Lisa was very careful not to criticise Peter Dutton's decision, but also veiled message that he does think this needs to be bipartisan.
Yeah, and that's something that I think Josh said as well when he talked about the idea of bringing the temperature down, something you raised, and also this idea of not sort of spreading misinformation, but the phrase that Josh used was fostering respect and understanding, which is, I guess, the key to all this, of not trying to import horrific conflict and all the crimes that went on in Israel, and then in the conflict in Gaza, not importing those into Australia's community. That was, you're right, it's by far, isn't the chamber yesterday, by far the angriest I've seen the Prime Minister since he took that chair.
Was it overreached by Peter Dutton?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure it helped the situation in the community. Whether it helped him politically or helped shine a spotlight on it.
Did it help him politically?
I'd be surprised. It certainly got both backbenchers riled up, whether it gets everyone back to their corners, but that goes back to dividing people, right? This is not that fostering of respect and understanding that Josh Burns spoke about, and how that helps in the community right now, which again has to be the number one focus, because as both the gentlemen pointed out, there is an increased amount of anti-Semitism at the moment. And back to the fundamental point, we don't want kids scared about going to school.
No.
Or going to worship.
Or just leaving their house on a
daily
Friday
basis.
Night.
Exactly. That can't be the Australia we live in. It can't be something we are striving for. And I think fostering that idea of respect and friendship, as Josh said, or just fostering what are usual Australian values, would see that happen again. We want to see people be able to go out or worship or go to school or play or do whatever they want to do. In the way that they have for decades here in Australia, and something that we cherish.
Thanks, Charles.
Anytime.
Charles Croucher there. He is from Nine, and he is one of our regulars, of course, political editor at Nine.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.